Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, sidingunlimited.com. Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, sidingunlimited.com.
Well, hard to believe that the regular season begins for the Brewers a week from Thursday. Perhaps even harder to believe that the regular season started today for the Cubs and Dodgers.
In Japan.
The first of two games. They're going to play again tomorrow before returning back to the mainland here to get their season up and running. But both those teams play spring training baseball in Arizona. So the Cactus League was shy of a couple teams as of about a week ago. We go to Arizona where Dom Cotroneo is covering all things Milwaukee Brewers. Hey, Dom.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Jessica. How are you guys?
Never too early to say the Cubs are in last place in the NL Central. I'm going to ride that as long as it remains a true statement.
It's funny because when you look at the official records, maybe say at the end of the year and whatever happens, that it, let's say that the Brewers actually don't spend any days in solo first place. It still counts. This is still a day in first place today. You know, it's 0-1 on the other side, so it helps at the end of the year.
No doubt about it. So let's run through what's happening with the Milwaukee Brewers. Obviously getting close to crunch time here, and that initial roster will be set. But injuries seem to be popping up with some notable names here, Don.
Yeah, very notable. So today we just got an update on Bryce Tarang. He had an MRI yesterday, had it read very quickly. Nothing major worried about with his throwing shoulder. He's going to be shut down for a couple of days as they make sure that he is good to go for opening day. This stems from him making the throw from shortstop now, because that, as it turns out, seemed to have been plan A for the Brewers, is to put Bryce Tarang at short and Joey Ortiz at second base. Now, that's not going to be the case on opening day. Bryce will go back to second, assuming his health is okay when he comes back from this little shoulder mishap, but he's going to be fine. Tobias Myers is going to start the season on the injured list due to an oblique strain. He was told us that it was a grade 1 strain. He's not super worried about it, but the timing of it is the reason why he has to go on the injured list. He'll be shut down for a week and then reevaluate. And on top of all that, you still have the pre-existing injuries to Brandon Woodruff, to Aaron Ashby, and to D.L. Hull. So this is why we all say bubble wrap at this point of spring training.
Bubble wrap, yeah. Wrap those guys up. We don't want them hurt. I just learned, well, looking ahead here, you got Freddy Peralta. He's getting ready for his second straight opening day start. And thanks to Brewers social media, this morning I learned that Freddy Peralta prefers Spider-Man over Batman, gum over seeds, and day games versus night games. But Dom, I'm curious, what do you think we should know about Freddy Peralta as he heads into his second straight opening day start this season?
I think Freddy Peralta is the underreported, underrated captain of this team. And here's why. Christian Yelich is undoubtedly, you know, the public-facing captain. He's the guy that signed the extension. He's staying here. He's the left fielder. He's the MVP. We get that. But in that clubhouse, that is Freddy Peralta's clubhouse and Brandon Woodruff's clubhouse. Those two guys, the most experienced pitchers on this staff. I mean, Brandon Woodruff's the most longest tenured. Freddy Peralta is one step behind him, too. And the reason why I say Freddy as a captain, as a leader, and as he's grown, we've all talked so much about Willy Adames' departure from this team and his leadership capabilities. Well, that has been passed on to Freddy Peralta. And it wasn't that Freddy wasn't a leader last year. It wasn't his requirement with all the veterans on this club. And the number one thing about Freddy is his connection to both sides of the clubhouse, meaning he's bilingual, meaning he's able to connect with everybody. I mean, today I took a moment to just appreciate watching him say hello to everybody. He's sitting in the ring of sofas in the clubhouse, and next to him is Jose Quintana, who's from Colombia. Next to his left is Nestor Cortez, who has Cuban roots. Across from him is his Venezuelan teammates, Jackson Churio and William Contreras. I'm just like, that's what a captain's supposed to be able to do, to be able to talk to everybody on the club.
That is great. And real quick, out of curiosity, Dom, for you, Spider-Man or Batman?
Let's do Spider-Man.
Okay, same.
Yeah. No, stuff got to get fleshed out before the season begins.
I actually would have chose Batman, but I see he's going with Freddy Peralta.
I'm surprised Spider-Man. To hear that Freddy likes day games more than night games.
Yeah, I don't know the reason why.
I
just
love
know
day
the
games. I love day games. I absolutely love day games. I think it's just like, you get it in, you get it, you can go have a good big league dinner that night. Yeah, I'm all in on day games.
So hey, let me ask you this, Dom. How many spots are there really available for the opening roster, the initial roster, I like to call it, not the final roster, but are there really any spots up for grabs at this point?
There are more than you think, and here's why. The bullpen, it seems pretty set in stone when it comes to the fact that they're going to need length, especially with not knowing how much longer Jose Quintana is going to need to build up. Obviously, the injuries to Tobias and to Ashby set them back, but when you look at the bullpen, you've got a Rule 5 pick in Connor Thomas. Now, normally that's like a big roster spot that we always look to, meaning if this player doesn't make the roster, this is the Rule 5 rules, is that he has to be returned to the team that you picked him from. So he's going to make the team because they need the innings out of him. Tyler Alexander might start for the Brewers in the home opener. We don't know that for certain yet. Then you still have kind of questions of who's the last man in the bullpen. Is Craig Yoho going to make this team? The roster crunch makes that really difficult because he's not on the reserve 40-man roster, which means a corresponding need to be made. And then finally, on the position player side, the question is the three non-roster invite guys, Mark Canha, Manny Margot, Jake Bowers. The way that their contract works is that they actually are allowed to opt out of their contract come Friday if they are not informed they're going to make the team. Now, not everybody's going to automatically opt out, but if they choose to opt out, they become a free agent again, and maybe another team is interested in their services.
So we have, looking at the calendar here, 13 days until the home opener here in Milwaukee. What do you like right now from what you're seeing down there at spring training, and what maybe needs some tweaking or finessing?
Number one, the finessing, the tweaking is just the innings, is the pitching. It's just who's going to be available in this first week. And it seems like we're all freaking out about the first week of games. But if health goes according to plan, if things go according to plan, that come the first week of May, we're all going to be sitting here laughing. It's like, remember when we were panicking about the depth of this rotation? Because hopefully by then, Quintana's fully built up. You'll have Tobias Myers back. And on top of that, maybe Ashby is throwing again. Maybe Brandon Woodruff's getting closer to his return. So there is always depth, but we are monitoring the innings right now. As far as what I've loved, it's Jackson Chourio. Oh my goodness, the spring that he's had compared to last spring when we were so, you know, enamored with, oh, could this 20-year-old make the team? What's he got to do to prove it? He was just a quiet, shy, brace-faced kid trying to come into his own. Now you just see the game slowing down for him and having fun and having a smile on his face. And I think that's the biggest story right now for the crew, is the fact that the wonderkind Chourio, as they trusted him to give him this deal, give him this extension. And I know the first half wasn't pretty, but man, he's looking a lot like the guy in the second half last season.
Well, I know it's spring training, but he's also hitting about .500. I don't care what level
exactly
of baseball you're playing. That's a good thing.
The offense looks great, not just from Jackson, but I mean, him especially. Rhys Hoskins looks particularly healthy and strong and a full year removed from his ACL, and now a dad as well. Congratulations to him. I think of Rhys. I think of Chourio. Another guy, I mean, we just haven't really, you know, dove into the fact that Sal Frelick could have some more power this season. He's already got a couple homers this spring. He's been hitting the ball hard everywhere he looks. I think the offense is in really good hands right now.
Good stuff. Always fun to check in with Tom Cotroneo from Brewer Spring Training in Arizona. Had some good news from Brandon Woodruff earlier this week. So things progressing as the Brewers get ready for that road opener in New York, then the home opener at the end of March. Dom, appreciate it. We'll check
Thanks,
in
Tom.
Again soon.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, you bet. 12:45 in WTMJ. I looked that up today. I just saw something in Adam McKelvey's timeline that Jackson Chourio is batting just under .500 in spring training. Like, jeez. Like, did he ever stop, right? After he got so hot last year in the playoffs, he's amazing. No slump, it would appear, throughout the course of March.
I got one more question for you. Hot coffee or iced coffee?
I like iced. You know that.
See, I know that. Yeah, and I know Gina's answer, too. Guess what Freddie Peralta picked?
Hot.
No, he picked ice too. Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, pickleball or ping pong?
Ping pong.
Yeah, he picked ping pong.
Definitely a ping pong guy.
That's nice to get to know our guys a little bit
better. I've seen him play it in the clubhouse.
Oh, you have?
He's very good. Ryan Braun was maybe the best ping pong player I've ever seen.
Really?
In that Brewers clubhouse.
Was he speedy? Just
You just couldn't get anything by him.
Yeah.
Couldn't get anything by him.
Oh, I like that. Fun little nugget.
Yeah, they like to play.